Today we're reading a letter to Timothy, a new young Christian, from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. As for you, my son, be strong through the grace that is ours in union with Christ Jesus. Take the teachings that you heard me proclaim in the presence of many witnesses and entrust them to reliable people who will be able to teach others also. Take your part in suffering as a loyal soldier of Christ Jesus. A soldier on active service wants to please his commanding officer and so does not get mixed up in the affairs of civilian life. An athlete who runs in a race cannot win the prize unless he obeys the rules. The farmer who has done the hard work should have the first share of the harvest. Think about what I am saying, because the Lord will enable you to understand it all. Amen.
Christ is our cornerstone. So let's sing about him just now. Please join in after the introduction.
Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, Savior's love, through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. Every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the same. I stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. storm. He is Lord, Lord of all.
You'll be relieved to know this is shorter than usual, because we've had a busy morning. We conclude our little series that we have been looking at, the whole armour of God. It's felt somewhat compressed. We probably could have taken twice as long and just spent a bit more time working through the different elements. So it might be something we'll return to at another time. We've looked through the various bits of the equipment that Paul wrote about, the belt of truth, to hang everything from, to give us support, the breastplate of Christ's righteousness to protect our heart, the sandals of peace to give us a grip in the world around us, the shield of faith to protect us and those around us on our left and on our right, the helmet protecting our thinking, and indeed to reframe and restructure our thoughts, and the word of God as a sword for both offense and defense. All of these things we have to put on with prayer. And in so doing, submit ourselves to God's work and plan in our lives. If we don't do that, then we're open to the attack of the world and the enemy of our souls. Because whether we accept it or not, whether we realize it or not, we are in a battle. We are in the battle for our souls, but for the souls of everyone else around us. Everyone in this place and everyone beyond. In our families, in our streets, and in our communities. And for too long, the church has been passive, muddling through at best. If we really want to see the church alive and active and transformative, we have to open it up to the way that God wants it to be. And I don't think it's the Lord wants to see the church hiding behind walls, hiding behind doors, hiding within a building. Instead, I think he wants to see his church advance out into the world around, claiming back his creation, his whole creation. That means making good choices in our lifestyle to sustain and support the environment that feeds and shelters us, as well as speaking the truth on all matters that impact on us and the lives of others. Something that we're probably not so good at. It also means that we have to develop and cultivate an attitude of submission to God's will. If we try and take on the world in our own strength, it's like walking into a battlefield without the body armor or without the equipment. The whispers of our adversary, the fiery darts of his accusations, and even our own thoughts can bring us down and cause us to retreat. And we can be tricked into thinking that a life of faith is an easy one. Things will always go our way. Well, I don't know about you, but that's not been my experience in any shape or form. But the Lord himself goes before you. He will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And I think and I wonder if the spirit of the church in this generation is a spirit of fear and discouragement. We're surrounded by the change that seems to be taking away the structures that we have been so used to, that so much has been built on in the past. And we are fearful for the future. We are afraid. And in that change, we wonder if all the effort and all the work that we have put in over generations has been worth it. So why should we try and why should we bother? We are discouraged. But what we have is a promise that when we feel the press of the world coming against us, God is with us, even in that. When we feel overwhelmed by our own inadequacies, God is with us. When we face times of trial in our personal lives, in our family life, even there, God is with us. And in the face of the grave, he stands in solidarity with us and whispers in our ear, "Do not fear. Do not fear the world. I've overcome it. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart," said Jesus. "I have overcome the world." If the overcomer of the world lives and exists within us, what does that make us? Victims or victors? Because too often we live like victims instead of victors. Too often we give in to our fear and our discouragement instead of saying, "Ah, but God says. Ah, but God is here. God is with us. I have nothing to fear. Not even the grave itself." This is love for God. Obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. So even in Scripture, we are told, you're an overcomer. You're a victor, not a victim. If you feel overwhelmed by the world and life at the moment, get a hold of that verse. Brand it into your thinking so that it's the echo of God's word in your life and not the whisper of everything else trying to pull you down. You are an overcomer in Christ. Then overcome. Overcome the anxiety that grips you. Overcome the fear that disables you. Overcome yourself when you think you're inadequate and can't do what God is asking of you. You can. In Christ, you've already won. In Christ, you've already done it. Just embody it and live it. We can also be convinced that the church, and indeed ourselves, should always be advancing. We should always be growing, expanding, like the mustard seed, that tiny seed that becomes the biggest bush in the garden. Perhaps in the season of decline in the national church with closures and reorganization, we can be tempted to drop the armor, drop the weapons, and go on holiday, go on retreat somewhere, hide away. There are times that simply standing our ground in our faith with God is all that we are asked to do. We are to stand in God's strength, not ours. The word tells us that all the resources of heaven are at our disposal, at your disposal. But that requires us to know how to handle the sword and how to deal with the word and how to put the armor on and how to put it all into practice. All things are possible through Christ who gives us strength. Matthew notes, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Philippians, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. If you feel weak, ask for his strength to fill you. If you feel that life is impossible, ask for God's possibility to reveal itself to you through his Spirit. Because whether we see it or not, we are all, each one of us, on the front line of the kingdom. And we need to understand that. And we need to be dressed accordingly. So where did this journey start over the last month? Started with these words. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Those few verses that we've been focusing on this last month are there for you. They are God's resource for you. Not for the past, not for the apostles way back then, not for the first church way back then, because the first church hasn't ended. The first church continues. We are the first church. We are the legacy of those first believers. That armor is there for you, for today, for your struggle for now, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's just within your head or within your heart, it's there for you. And it is a battle. I know it's a battle because I've been there. I've struggled with my thoughts. I've struggled with the dark places your head can take you to. I've struggled at work where it's easier to fight the battles in a fleshly way, the way that everybody else does, and be as snide and as backstabbing as everybody else. Or you stand firm in the gospel. Which will God reward? I'll give you a clue. It's not the first one. So I hope and I pray that this last month has stimulated you, challenged you, reminded you, encouraged you. Because God wants you to be ready. Not for some far off day, but for today. For this hour. For this moment and every moment that comes and every encounter that comes with it. Put on the armor. There is no leave in the kingdom of God. We are always on duty. But it is not burdensome. It's glorious. Can we take just a moment in prayer? Let's pray. Father God, for all that we have considered over these weeks, we give you thanks. It's reminded us, it's challenged us, it's provoked us. Like waking a slumbering child, you've prodded to remind us, wake up, get dressed. Father, we pray that you'll just continue that work of teaching and renewing us, that we will stand strong, even when it seems like a torrent is coming against us. You just ask us to stand in you, our shelter, our strong tower. And for that, we do give you thanks. Amen.